Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Microsoft Windows now comes with a built-in speech recognition capability. Unfortunately, it can be quite difficult, if not impossible, to use with a screen reader.
Dictation Bridge is a free program that solves this problem using most popular screen readers. We'll speak with Lucy Greco, a member of the team that created the technology, about how it works. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Lucy Greco.
This product has done a lot for me. It's very grassroots, and we will have a 1.0. We have a list of features that we will be including in that 1.0, but that doesn't mean it stops there. And the only way it's going to continue is if your listeners and more participate in the project, tell us what they need, and hopefully if any of them are coders, please download our source code, you know, contribute back, participate. This is for blind people. You know, you may not be suffering hand pain today as a blind person, but I can guarantee you, the longer you work with your screen reader, you're more likely to injure yourself or get some form of hand pain. And as we all get older, we all tend to be weaker in our hands. So save your hands for things like reading Braille. Let's get dictating instead and speak. I mean, I personally am a much better speaker than I am a typer. I can't spell to save my life, but I can speak and I can dictate, and I get my work done so much faster. And I can even dictate and have it appear on my Braille display, and that's pretty sweet.
The Dictation Bridge project is another great example of an open source project where people around the world have collaborated to make a tool that they can all make use of and share with other people.
And as you'll hear, it originated when a couple of blind people with hand problems got together and said, hey, we need something like this, and wouldn't it be nice if we could make it available to the rest of the world for free?
Support for Eyes on Success is made possible by
Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired, offering the 2017 New Venture Business Competition to help blind entrepreneurs turn their ideas into actual startups. More information and submission criteria are at www.hadley.edu/NVC. Let's start by meeting Lucy Greco and learning a bit about how Dictation Bridge came into being.
My name is Lucy Greco, and I am an assistive technology specialist. I work at the University of California, Berkeley, and I lead the Web Accessibility Initiative for the University of California.
Many of our listeners have visual impairments. Do you?
Yes, I do. I am totally blind and have been since birth.
So tell our listeners what your role is on the Dictation Bridge project and how it got started.
I am one of the two people who had the conceptual idea for Dictation Bridge. I've been using screen readers for many, many years, and myself and another gentleman, Pranav Lau, were both getting very frustrated with the fact that we both need speech dictation, but NVDA was not able to work with any of the top dictation packages. So we found a bunch of our friends and did a crowdfunding campaign to create a free open source product for using with NVDA and Dragon Naturally Speaking and Microsoft Speech Recognition. And while we were getting started, before we even started our crowdfunding campaign, we were asked to also make the same package available for WindowEyes and JAWS. So we doubled the crowdfunding campaign and decided to add support for WindowEyes and JAWS as well as NVDA for the same two packages.
Can you talk a little bit about the team that was put together to develop this? Who are they and how did you guys, you know, get all connected?
So the team consists of about, I think there's about nine of us. Pranav and myself were the first people to work on the project, and Chris Hofstetter heard about us through conversations Pranav and I had with friends of his, and Chris heard about this and brought in 3MT to be our sponsoring organization. The principle of the 3MT group is that blind people should not do work for free and should not do projects like this for free. So every person working on this project will be paid for what they're doing. That's what the crowdfunding went to pay for. It didn't go to pay, you know, for development staff permanently, but it is paying Matt for his time on the development. It will be giving Jeff and Brian both a bit of money for their time. Sue and Aaron will be getting some funding for their work on the manual. Pranav and I have decided to donate back our time and effort to the project. I don't want funding, I just want the product. That was my goal, but that was my choice.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is Dictation Bridge, with which you can use both speech input and a screen reader together.
So for those who are just hearing about Dictation Bridge for the first time, can you give a quick summary of what this is all about and what it enables?
Sure. Currently, if you use a screen reader and a product like Dragon Naturally Speaking or Microsoft Speech, the screen readers do not capture what's being typed on the screen when you're dictating. So you can be dictating and text is appearing on the screen, but you don't know as a screen reader user what it's actually doing. And it's really critical to actually know what's being captured by the dictation product, because every single product that does dictation in Windows that I'm aware of is a learning algorithm. So if I dictate a phrase like, "The horse walked towards the barn," and it says, "The house walked towards the barn," and I don't correct the word house to the word horse, my dictation will start to break down. And the more mistakes you make and you don't correct, the dictation gets worse and worse very quickly. It takes years to build a very stable, good speech profile, and you have to keep it, nurse it, and maintain it. But it can take as little as an hour to break one down just by being careless and not correcting it.
So these speech recognition programs do learn as the user uses the program.
Exactly.
So I understand that having it echo back as you're typing is a whole lot more convenient than having to wait until you stop at the end of what could be several paragraphs. What other problems is it trying to solve?
It's also the problem of a person who's dictating tends to not be a very good typist or have reasons that they don't want to type, such as maybe they don't have good use of their hands. Myself, I have extreme carpal tunnel and extreme pain in my hands. And the more I have to type with my screen reader and the more keyboard commands I have to give, the harder it is. This is why I think, you know, for me, dictation is a very valuable product and very valuable tool. And having to go back and edit by finding the word with my screen reader means I'm actually using the keyboard more than I would be if I just typed the material.
As I understand what Dictation Bridge is doing, so I used to use Dragon as well because I had carpal tunnel syndrome as well. And I understand exactly what you're saying. It was very painful to type. And of course, this was 15 years ago, so using Dragon was pretty painful, but they've improved big time.
Yes, they have.
But I can see, and so as I was dictating into Dragon, I could see every word it was capturing. And so if it made a mistake, I could immediately have the feedback of being able to see it on the screen and correct it. So what Dictation Bridge does is for a screen reader user, it enables you to get audio feedback of what Dragon has captured from your speech. So that as you say each word, you know what word's been captured, and then you can either accept it or correct it.
Exactly. And it does it instantaneously. So as I dictate a phrase, it will then echo back that phrase to me, and I'll know that that phrase is correct, and I can just keep going.
So it typically does this phrase by phrase, and you dictate a phrase, and you pause long enough to hear the echo?
Exactly. And maybe this is a good time to go into a demonstration of how it works.
Okay.
All right. Wake up. I just gave the command to wake up the microphone.
I just gave the command to wake up the microphone.
And you'll notice it's dictating all the text I'm speaking.
And you'll notice it's dictating all the text I'm speaking.
Even the thing I stammered over, period.
Even the thing I stammered over.
Now, it did not read the period back.
Now I did not read the back.
Because I've got my punctuation turned off on my screen reader.
Because I got my punctuation turned off on my screen reader.
Go to sleep. So one of the features that we'll be adding to the product is being able to know that the microphone is on or off. It's currently not doing anything when the microphone turns on and the microphone turns off, but we will be adding that feature. That is a mandatory feature as far as we're concerned.
So you'll have some feedback to know when it's turned on and off, whereas in this demo here, we didn't hear an indication that the microphone was on and off.
Exactly. And a person will be able to check randomly if the microphone is on or off.
In her demonstration, Lucy tried and failed to show Dictation Bridge making a mistake, but conveniently on their website, they have a demonstration of it correcting a mistake, and here's that clip.
Start listening. You will notice as I speak.
You will notice as I speak.
NVDA.
And the D.
Scratch that. The computer will echo everything I say.
The computer will echo everything I say.
This is why we are calling it.
This is why we are calling it.
The Dictation Bridge.
The Dictation Bridge.
The software is bridging.
The software is bridging.
What I am saying to the computer.
What I'm saying to the computer.
To the screen reader.
To the screen reader.
Period.
Dot.
Stop listening.
And all that is done without touching the keyboard at all or using the keyboard to navigate with your screen reader to tell what the program actually recognized you speaking.
So the demonstration on the web showed you going back and correcting everything from a piece of dictation. Is it also possible to go in and correct a specific word or group of words without having to scratch everything?
So you're dictating along and you dictate a sentence like, we walked through the woods and Dragon put down, we walked through the hood. And of course, we don't want the hood, we want the woods. So I would say correct hood. And it would then come up with a correction of one hood, two would, three should, four could. And I would say, two, okay. And then it would clear the dialogue after I said okay. And the word would then be inserted in the document properly, and I could continue dictating right from there.
And then does it read back that entire phrase again?
I would then say read sentence or read line, and that's something we're adding as a screen reader command, that we want it to say read line or read sentence. And it would read that back to us as a screen reader command. So it does not repeat it automatically. And you don't want it to repeat it automatically because the word you might be correcting might not be in the most recent phrase that you dictated.
Have you run into any problems with dictation and a screen reader?
So I was a JSAY user for many years, and I feel that it was a very excellent product as I've used it. It was really good. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've had dictation on in the background. I answer the phone and forgot to turn the microphone off. And my entire conversation got transcribed. It was pretty intense.
That's pretty funny.
Sometimes I was like, did I really say that?
Oh, man. Now, Lucy just mentioned JSAY, which is a commercial product that allows you to combine using JAWS screen reader with Dragon speech input. And we've done several episodes about JSAY, including a lengthy demonstration, although that was from a couple of years ago. And these are episodes 1301, 1302, and then an update in 1516.
Now, I guess the new user must learn a number of commands that the user can use to make corrections or skip a line and do some formatting and other options?
Exactly. It's really great because both Dragon Naturally Speaking and Microsoft Speech in the training documents that you use, not that you necessarily have to use, because they both don't require full training documents anymore. You may remember when you were using Dragon how, you know, you had to go through those really long stories. Those are not required anymore. They just help make it better.
Oh, yes, I remember that vividly. And I was in training for what seemed like weeks. It was probably only a couple of hours.
Exactly.
And then I decided to try it out and see how well this thing worked. And I started talking to my computer. And after about three or four sentences, I said, I feel like an idiot. And it echoed back to the screen, I feel like a Canadian.
That's exactly the kind of feedback we need through dictation, Rich. Exactly. You understand it completely.
Right. And that's why you need to know what it's capturing, because idiots aren't all Canadians and vice versa.
Well, as a native Canadian, I would resent that. Yeah, so that's exactly it. So you don't need to do the training. But as I was saying, the really cool thing about those training documents, if you do want to read those, they actually walk you through some of the beginner commands.
So you indicated that Dictation Bridge will work with the Microsoft speech recognition engine that comes built into Windows for free. And it also works with Dragon Dictate. And you've used both of those recognition engines. Do you have any comments about the quality of either engine and how well people can get along with either one?
I think the Dragon Naturally Speaking engine is much, much more powerful. It's much more mature as a product. Although I have just recently started using Microsoft Speech in Windows 10. And I have no problems with it in Windows 10. It's pretty sweet. It's very, very mature. It's not at the level of Dragon, but, you know, you get what you pay for. You can't do things like very sophisticated formatting as easily with Microsoft Speech as you can with Dragon. You can't do things like create templates by voice and then move very easily through edit fields and insert things into edit fields like you can with Dragon. But when it comes to just dictating and saying bold that and heading one, heading two for styling in Word, it has really come a long way. I mean, a lot of people gave up on Microsoft Speech Recognition when they tried it in Vista because it was not a good product when it was out in Vista. And I'd say Windows 7 is okay. It works well, but it's still a very young product. I'm actually testing on Windows 7, mostly because I haven't converted to Windows 10 for all my computers yet. Windows 8, it's a really good product, but nobody likes Windows 8, do they? And Windows 10, I'd say it's pretty good. The performance is excellent, very responsive. It's just the ability to do the things that you can do with the maturity of a product. I mean, Dragon's been available as a product since, I think, the mid-80s.
A long time.
Yeah, it's come a long ways in that time, and you can't expect a free product to work as well as a product that you have to pay $200 for, or even the $50 version of Dragon.
I assume you know this because you're not frantic about updating to Windows 10, but just for everybody else's information, the free upgrade to Windows 10 ended at the end of July 2016. However, we did a recent episode of Eyes on Success where we interviewed people from Microsoft about what they do for people with disabilities, and they have extended that deadline for people with disabilities and especially users of adaptive technology like screen readers, so that if you have not yet updated to Windows 10, you still can for free.
So you talked about using this program primarily as a dictation instrument for opening, say, Notepad and writing a document. Can you also navigate around the computer, open up other applications, move from tab to tab, or is this just a dictation product?
Yes, you'll be able to give commands. So all the dictation packages include commands like switch application. You can say switch to Word, switch to Netscape, switch to Microsoft Explorer. In Dragon especially, it actually recognizes ARIA. And for those of your listeners who don't know what ARIA is markup that is added to HTML that helps a blind person navigate the web. And Dragon did not add it for blind people. It added it for people who had no use of their hands. So they can say things like move to landmark. If somebody marks up a button with an ARIA label of button, a Dragon user will be able to say push button. Those kinds of things. And that's actually where the power of Dragon is that Dragon has been able to recognize ARIA since version 13. And I'm really looking forward to playing with Dragon 14 because I haven't actually had speech recognition for quite a few years now. And I'm excited about doing this only because I just couldn't afford to upgrade my JSAY anymore.
So this really can be a hands-free computing experience for people, and depending on their needs, whether they need the sophistication of Dragon and want to spend a few hundred dollars versus the free option with NVDA and Microsoft speech recognition, it sounds like a really nice solution for hands-free computing.
Exactly. For me, I actually use it in Google Docs. My personal preference is to use Google Docs to Microsoft Word. So, you know, I'm not paying for any of my computing resources that I'm using. I'm using Firefox, I'm using Google Docs, and I'm using Gmail, and I'm dictating into those, and there's not a paid thing on my computer.
In prior episodes of Eyes on Success, as we mentioned earlier, we talked about JSAY. What's the difference between JSAY and Dictation Bridge?
So JSAY is an excellent product. It's actually very good and an extremely mature, sophisticated product, but it is a very expensive product, and it only works with Dragon Naturally Speaking and JAWS. Dictation Bridge is going to be open source and completely free to anyone. We want Dictation Bridge to be available to, you know, the child in Africa who's getting that free laptop. We want them to be able to run NVDA and be able to dictate into something like Microsoft Speech Recognition for no cost. So that was our primary goal. Is we didn't really want to do JAWS and Window Eyes at the beginning, but since so many people asked for it, we decided we would add it on. Our goal was to get a free solution for blind people to be able to dictate. We all think that JSAY is an excellent product, but it is very costly. And of course, then you have to buy JAWS on top of that, and we all know how expensive JAWS is. And you know, it does work with the lower cost versions of Dragon, but it works better with Dragon Professional. So we're saying that with the built-in speech, Microsoft Speech Recognition, NVDA, and Dictation Bridge, a person can get up and running for free and have good echo back and some screen reader command and control with the product. And since it's open source, we're hoping that people will add to it, create more commands, and just make the product grow for the future.
But it is nice to know that Dictation Bridge eventually will be extended to be useful with JAWS and Window Eyes for people who do already have those screen readers.
And for those of you who are not familiar with NVDA, we've done several shows about NVDA, and those are episodes number 1250, 1535, and 1619. Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Dictation Bridge, how to get it, and how you can contribute to the effort.
So I understand that Dictation Bridge is still in final testing and should be available to the general public shortly, but can you tell people where to go if they want to find out more and keep track of this project?
Definitely. We have a website. It is dictationbridge.com. We are also Dictation Bridge on Twitter, so we're at Dictation Bridge. The crowdfunding campaign is over. It was on Indiegogo, but I don't think the donate button is up yet on our website. We will be receiving ongoing donations in the future. So definitely keep track of our website, and if there's anything we're doing we're interested in, we are more than willing to get you involved. And we even have a GitHub page where the source is being shared and people can visit and, you know, contribute code to the project as well.
What plans do you have for the future?
My next part of the project now is moving on to the ability to make it future-proof. So I'm working with agencies around the world to see who is actually going to help us create this project in the future. Our biggest donor to date is the San Francisco Lighthouse, and they have said they will stand behind this product. Their CEO is quoted on our website as saying, you know, it's time that blind people stop being charged for their access. They should be getting access for free. So they are very firmly behind us and have said that they will help us, you know, not only make the initial dictation bridge, but help us make sure we can move into the future.
So it sounds like even after launch, work will continue to enhance this product and make it even more usable and functional.
Exactly. So we're going to do some very basic commands. We're going to do the things a screen reader user is going to need to do. So read line, read paragraph, move to top, move to bottom, those kinds of things are going to work. That's going to be a 1.0. But because it's going to be open source, people can actually create different scripts themselves and add them in and add to the product. That's what we're really hoping happens. I mean, you never know who's going to contribute to an open source product, but with the funding of these other agencies I'm talking to, I'm hoping that we will actually become a very vital community in the future where this product can actually go far. It's really a new phase for assistive technology where blind people themselves are creating the assistive technology. It's not a product that's being made by a major corporation for people. Our mantra is it's, you know, blind people creating what blind people need. And we're hoping that other people will contribute to that in the future.
So as you said, I take it you're looking for other contributors now and in the future. If people want to participate and lend their expertise, how would they do that?
There is a link on our website where they'll be able to donate. And there's also a link where they'll be able to subscribe to our mailing list.
So if somebody has a comment or a question, or they think they're a great coder and they want to volunteer their time, is there an email address that they can write to without having to, you know, blast their comment to the entire user group?
They can follow Dictation Bridge on Twitter, and we recommend that they DM us on Twitter that way. There is a comment portion on the website where they can send a comment. We don't post the comments, but the comments come to us as well.
And if you're interested in finding out more about Dictation Bridge or downloading the beta, which is now available, go to our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net, and all of those resources we talked about will be there.
That's it for show number 1708. Next week, we'll be talking about low vision products from VFO. A wide variety of low vision aids are available to assist people with limited vision. These range in size, magnification capability, and functionality. We'll talk with Ivar Illing, Vice President of Product Management at VFO Optilec, about the various products offered by VFO and how to select the one that's right for you. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.